From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Obama took time off from his vacation to address the American people Monday for the first time since the failed terrorist attack on a Northwest Airlines flight from Amsterdam to Detroit. Wayne Yoshioka from Hawaii Public Radio reports.
President Obama said a full investigation has been launched into the attempted act of terrorism and the 23-year-old Nigerian suspect who is now in custody. Speaking at the Marine Corps Base Hawaii at Kaneohe Bay, Mr. Obama said he has ordered two reviews involving screening policies and the country's watch list system.
Apparently, the suspect in the Christmas incident was in this system, but not on a watch list such as the so-called no-fly list.
Mr. Obama also said federal air marshals have been added on national and international flights, and his administration will not rest until those responsible for the attempt are found and held accountable. For NPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka in Honolulu, Hawaii.
The foreign ministry in Yemen says the Nigerian accused in the botched Christmas Day attack was in Yemen this year. According to a statement, suspect Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab studied at an Arabic school in Sana'a from August to early December. The ministry says authorities are investigating who Abdulmutallab contacted while in Yemen. According to Islamist websites, the Al-Qaeda-linked group claiming responsibility for the failed attack had intended to avenge recent U.S. attacks on its members in Yemen. North Korea says it has detained a U.S. citizen who entered its territory. Robert Park reportedly wanted to raise awareness about Pyongyang's human rights. The Reverend John Benson says his congregation at Life in Christ Community Church in Tucson, Arizona, is praying that Park's actions will bring freedom to North Korea.
We are praying that God's will would be accomplished, that this sacrifice, and I'm hoping that we can see Robert again on this side of heaven, but we don't want to in any way squander this moment.
According to fellow activists, Robert Park entered the North by crossing a frozen river from China last Friday. The National Weather Service is predicting a severe winter storm for much of Texas and New Mexico overnight. NPR's Ted Robbins has more.
The Weather Service has issued a winter storm warning for southwestern Texas and southern New Mexico and a less severe winter storm advisory for a broad area from New Mexico and El Paso, Texas, all the way east to the Dallas area. The forecast calls for light to moderate snow, possible sleet, or freezing rain. Texas Governor Rick Perry has ordered state transportation and public safety workers to be on alert to help motorists and residents. Ted Robbins, NPR News.
This is NPR. A top national security official says the United States is reaching out to international partners in an effort to build support for a new round of sanctions against Iran. National Security Council Chief of Staff Dennis McDonough told reporters the administration will revisit its options against Iran next year and is gauging the views of U.S. allies about the next step in the process. McDonough says both unilateral or U.N. sanctions are options. Minnesota's Attorney General is joining the fight to keep the invasive Asian carp out of the Great Lakes. Chicago Public Radio's Tony Arnold has the story.
The Asian carp is known for depleting bodies of water of nutrients, in part because the fish has no known predators in North America. Earlier this month, one of the destructive carp was found in an Illinois canal, just 40 miles from Lake Michigan. Since then, Michigan and Ohio's attorneys general have filed court documents with the U.S. Supreme Court, asking Illinois to do everything in its power to stop the carp from reaching the Great Lakes. Now Minnesota's weighing in. Lori Swanson is that state's attorney general.
Once they invade a water source, very difficult to get rid of them. So the idea is, let's see if we can act to prevent them from invading the Great Lakes in the first place.
Swanson wants Illinois to close off the canals leading into Lake Michigan, something the barge industry says would cost Midwestern industrial plants millions. The Supreme Court is expected to address the issue in January. For NPR News, I'm Tony Arnold in Chicago.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 26 points to close at 10,547. The Nasdaq Composite Index rose 5 points. It closed at 2,291. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News from Washington.